the two time frames, the 2,000 years of Torah, the 2,000 years of Ikvus and Mashiach, how the one feeds into the other one. The strength to go through the Golos comes from the strength of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we then spoke about the two Anoichis. Anoichi, that's Otzeisias Meretz Yitzrayim, with wonders, with miracles, with Giluim, where Hashem reveals himself to us. And then the Anoichi, Asta Ponai, where Hashem hides himself from us. And our job is then to go to Megala, to go find the Anoichi. He used the marshal of the father playing hide and seek, playing machbuim with his child, and that's where we got up to. We mentioned the kesher, the hekesh between Leila Seder and Leila Tisha B'Av. We saw the ma'aseh in the camps about how they were mekayim the mitzvah chilas matzah by eating kazas and chometz and discovering to be mekayim the mitzvah derais of a chai b'hem. We said that the Rebbe for that Tekufa, for this period of Golos, that's Rebbe Akiva. He was Tzadik Veralo, and he drew his koyach for Moshe Rabbeinu with Tzadik Vetoivlo, but Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand Rebbe Akiva. That's the dynamic we're dealing with. Fine. So to take this further, the Mamash right at the bottom of Kuf Ayin Vov, and Ashika Kafula, the plural kiss, the kiss that's plural. So Chazal Metari the Midrash about Chove is Histaklusa Shomosh Rabbeinu. The Midrash in Dvarabu discusses at length the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gabriel HaMalach, Gabriel, Tzav Ahove Nishmasa Shom Moshe, go bring me Moshe's Neshama. I'm going to follow up. Rabbeinu Shalala, Mishu Shokol Kneged Shishim Rubo, Eich Ani Choy Lerot B'Moise. So Gabriel turns around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, this person, this Moshe Rabbeinu, who is equal to 600,000, whatever the mashmois of Shishim Riboy is, it refers to the entire existence of Klal Yisrael. The whole of Knesset Yisrael is magdir as Shishim Riboy. How can I witness his death? And this person has all these things, nobody means, but how could I do such a thing? Then he says to Michael, same thing. Gabriel's not prepared to do the job, so better find someone else who is. So he says to Gabriel, to Michael. So he says back to Michael when he gets offered the job. Michael says, I was his Rebbe, and he's my Talmud. I can't see his death. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, there's no one to help him, he's going to have to do this himself. Yeah, that's normally what happens. You're trying to get people to do what needs to be done. You can't find anyone to do it, so you do it yourself. So Kodesh Baruch Hu calls out to the Neshama, says, 120 years you were in the Gufa Moshe Rabbeinu. Now it's time for you to leave. Come out. I'm in front of Rabbeinu Shalala. Yidat teni she'at elokai kol haruchois v'kol hanefashos. Nefesh ha'chaim v'meisim v'sul miyotcho. So the Neshama says back to Hashem, I know that you are the God of all the directions, all the space, all the ruchos, whatever that means, v'kol hanefashos. Nefesh ha'chaim v'meisim v'sul miyotcho. Life and death is all in your hands. V'ata v'rasani v'ata yitzatani v'ata nesatani v'gufo shomosh rabbeinu v'mer shomoshe me'er v'esum shana. You created Meish Mi'ayim, you teared me, you formed me, you put me in the Guf of Moshe Rabbeinu 120 years. Va'achshav yesh guf toho bo'ilam yesim guf shel Moshe, shelo nira bo ruch fruch bo'ilam v'lo rima v'tolas. Tell me, is there a guf? The man is not shocked, the man is guf. Is there a guf that is more pure than the Guf of Moshe Rabbeinu that never saw any zig of anything law, pure rima v'tolas? לכן אני אוהב וסויסוי ואין לי רוצה לצאת ממנו. The Neshama says, I don't want to leave this goof. This goof is ma'od matim for me. We resonate beautifully together. But the purity of this goof is I don't want to leave. I'm like, Kosh Baruch Hu. Neshama tzei alachorai. Come back. Come to me. Vani ma'ale oitcho l'shmei ha-shamayim al-yoyni vani mo'yishivicho tachas kisei kvoidi etzel kruvim v'srofim v'gududim v'chulu v'chulu. Hashem says to the neshama, come back, and I'll put you in the highest heavens, the Shmei Shmaim Elyonim, we don't know what these words mean, and I will seat you under the Kisei covered with the Kruvim, Srofim, the Gedudim, these higher celestial, spiritual beings, whatever they are, you'll sit with them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kiss, didn't say what he kissed, Shah Nushka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave a kiss, and he took the neshama b'neshikas peh. Whatever that means, he kissed Moshe Rabbeinu on the mouth, and he took the neshama, and then he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kiviyochel crying, and then it says, Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzarech Dalet, Mi yokom li imrei mi yitzveiz li impo lehoven, v'ruach HaKadosh Omeres, v'lo kam navi oy b'Yisrael k'moish. Ruach HaKodesh says, okay, fine, there will never be another Novi like Israel, like Moshe in Israel. Okay, fine, so obviously this Midrash is very cryptic, very esoteric, I understand what's going on here, many, many questions. Let's see what he wants with this. I don't know why he's bringing this Midrash, what it has to do with anything. Let's see where this fits into our Mahalach. Moshe Rabbeinu Shibu Bechinas Tzadik V'Toiv Lo Yistalek Min Ha'olam Al Yidei Neshikas Piv Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu Nishmosa Nishoma Kolilis Shall call Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechinas Tzadik V'Toiv Lo. He leaves this world with a kiss from Hashem. His neshama included all the neshamas of all Klal Yisrael. The basis is Glosay Nasha Kakorosh Bochi Yerachol Knesset Yisrael. Kakorosh Bochi was, so to speak, kissing the whole of Klal Yisrael. Bumazay Shubi Kiva Hayi Bechinas Tzadik V'Ralo. Vehu Mistalek Milayim Kivi Yochel Elidei Neshikel Shal Reb Yekiva Kakorosh Bochi. Reb Yekiva died. Not as we know how he died, but there it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving him a kiss, it was him giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a kiss. Yotze Nishmosa Be'echot, he was holding by the Echot, he had bound himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a kiss is, no? A kiss is an intimate joining together of two separate entities. They join together in a very intimate, very close bond through the kiss. So the Echot, Yotze Nishmosa Be'echot, that's how Rabbi Kiva died. Moshe Rabbeinu died with Hashem giving him a kiss. Okay, another aspect. I'm not sure why that fits in after Leila Seder Tisha B'Av. Let's see how he builds this. Okay, fine. It's very interesting. I think it's Maharal brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to marry a woman from India? Couldn't find a nice Jewish Beis Yaakov girl in Klal Yisrael for him. Why did he have to? It's a bit strange, no? Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu marry someone from within the clan, or they have to go out the clan? I think the Maharal says, because since Moshe Rabbeinu contained all Klal Yisrael within him, and since when you marry someone, you have to marry someone who's different from you. You can't marry someone that's identical to you, because there's no point. They have to be different. There has to be differences that you can build each other, you can learn, you can connect. Plugs don't fit when they're the same shape. They have to be, you know, one has to be the male plug, the female plug. You can't have the same thing. So since he contained all those attributes of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, he had to marry someone from outside Klal Yisrael. What's the Maharal? Anyway, that's just an aside, yeah. Fine. Pirusha Grol Aposek Yishukenim in Shkiz Piu. And Mohim Shilachariah Elo Likitoiv Neshikos Piv. When we talk about giving a kiss, we're talking about the singular. One person gives another person a kiss. Neshikos Piu is in the plural. Yishukenim in Shkiz Piu. The Aposek from Shir HaShirim. It should have been Neshikos Piv. How many when you're kissing mouths? As the law says there, the Vilna Gaon there says, Shiremiz Yesh Bedova, the Tevis Pihu Mokevis Mishnei Tevis. Piha Piv, Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noshek Mekneses Yisrael, Ulamaidah Ham Knesses Yisrael Noshekes LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Remiz Yah says the Gaon, the Gaon Vilna says like this, and the reason why it says Pihu instead of Piv, what's in the plural, is it's made up of two words, Pia and Piv. So it's kaviyochel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael a kiss, like he did by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's also meidah Klal Yisrael is giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a kiss back, like Rabbi Akiva did. V'nam shekiz divra agro, matay yisin shekiz knes Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mistatusa shel Rabbi Akiva. And the brain carries on, and he says, when was the neshik of Knesset Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That was by the death of Rabbi Akiva. When they took Rabbi Akiva out to kill him, it was the Zman Kriyashma. They were stripping his flesh with combs of metal. And there he was in the Kabbal Malchus Shemayim. Amru lo Talmidov, Rabbeinu Ad Kan. That's what's demanded so much that when they were ripping you pieces like that from a Kabbal Malchus Shemayim. Then Ad Kan. Amale Kol Yomai. This is the verse that this is the piece that always gets left out here. That gets not left out. That gets ignored. It doesn't seem to be significant. We will see Metz Hashem how significant this is. Kol Yoma Aisi Mitztar al Posuk Zeh. All my life I was worried by this Posuk. It says, B'chol Nafshecha. You have to say, okay, B'chol Nafshecha. Afilu Noitilis Nafshecha, even if they take your life. Amati. So I said, Matai Yovili Deva Kamenu. When's this going to come? I'll be able to Makayim B'chol Nafshecha. V'achshav Shebole Yodi Loi Kamenu. Now that this has arrived, this is on my doorstep now. I'm not going to Makayim this. My whole life I was waiting for this. He stretched out the echad, the very pashtus of the Shema. Atshiyotzis in Shama be'echad. His neshama went out. It means that the moment of death was as his neshama went out. He was saying echad. Yotzis was called Vomru. Ashreich Rabbi Akiva. Shiyotzis in Shmocha be'echad. My brochas at the end there. Ashreich Rabbi Akiva. Because why? The neshama went out be'echad. Mishmosa shel Rabbi Akiva shehi kamo b'chinas tzadik v'ralo hitached be'echad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'tor kabbalis yisrim b'simcha. Rabbi Akiva, the aspect of tzadik v'ralo, he bound himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the echad. He became echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the moment of being makabel yisurim v'afra. B'simcha, he said. Okay, b'simcha. וזהו קשר של דוויקס, קשר האב הנצחיס שמחזיר את כנסת ישראל לבוירה. That's the קשר of אב, that eternal קשר of love that כלל ישראל has, that כנסת ישראל has for קדוש ברוך הוא, that brings itself back to its creator. זה בתוכן גומו בו יסברוך. That's the ultimate, the spitz, the best thing of בתוכן. בתוכן הכל, הליך האחור בכל תנאי בכל מוצר. That's the betochen where you go after Hashem unconditionally. Unconditional, just total, unconditional love, whatever you say, Hashem, whatever's happening, and I'm a kabel and I go forward. That's the level we're talking about of Rabbi Akiva. Zu soda yichud, that's the secret, that's the foundation, the pinnacle of yichud. Soda neshikshish klesel boire, that's the secret, the sod of the neshika, of the kiss that HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives, that Klal Yisrael gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did I say earlier? Okay, fine, so that's what you've been saying all along. This is the Vilna Gaon. You're not making this up. The state in Vilna Gaon. This is the two Neshikas. The Shekinim and Shikois Piyu. There's two Neshikas taking place. There's the Neshika that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael, and then there's the Neshika that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Each person in his own way. You don't have to wait till you get to the level of Rabbi Akiva, because you might be waiting a long time. The level of Rabbi Akiva was a very high level, but I want to point out something here, not on our subject. Once it's here, we are trying to learn. So let's just try to understand something here. I can't remember where I heard this. It might have been from Rabbi Frank Waxman. I mean, Lo Zlochei, where I heard this. I didn't make this up. It's not mine. And if I'm saying it wrong, I'll take responsibility for it. The vote's not mine. It's Gevaldik inside here. He said, "What's the Kol Yoma Aisi Mitztar al Posuk Zeh?" Why is that in here? The Chazal, everything's significant. Chazal don't put in things in here. He could have just said to them, they came along and they said, Ad Kan. He could have said, yeah, this is the Kol Nafshecha. Now I'm a Kaimi. Wow, you know. So he said, why was Rabbi Akiva able to do this? at the moment of that torture, the person loses his mind. He doesn't have Yeshuva Das, Buchas, to be able to be so calm and he's giving a share as well. In the middle of all of this, he's teaching his Talmidim, you know, he's giving up. Where do you get the present? Where did he do that? So he said it's because of Kol Yom Ayisim and Staro Posik Zev. His whole life he was preparing for this. Kol Yom Ayisim and Staro Posik Zev. Kol Nav Shukha, Vinot Rosh Ramati, Matai Bolin came in, where's this going to come? It means he was preparing himself every day, a little bit more, a little bit more. Every time he had a little bit of an Nisoyin, a much less than Nisoyin, he would apply this and say, okay, fine, I'm giving up my life. This is a Misa Katana. This is a little event. I went to the Makolek because I wanted to buy whatever. They didn't have coffee that I like, so I had to buy coffee I don't like. Okay, so that's Pekul Nafshecho. Yeah, for some people, that's Pekul Nafshecho. No, but I'm serious. You have to find the little moments in your life and work with them and build them slowly so that when something significant like this happens, you're ready for it. So that's the lesson. Kol Yom Ha'isim and Staro Posuk Zeh. Had he not been Kol Yom and Staro Posuk Zeh, when the moment came, he wouldn't have been ready. He wouldn't have been able to do it. But he has to prepare himself. He has to do achana, lots and lots of achana, lots and lots of preparation. And there's plenty of opportunities. In any given day, if you're half awake, you will see dozens and dozens, many, many opportunities for this. Obviously, we're not talking about taking you out and whipping you post. No, little things, small, fine, little inconveniences. You stub your toe, you whatever you find your own. We have big nisyonos, difficult nisyonos. Those are the opportunities at that moment to say thank you, Hashem. Give the kiss back. Okay, so that's the next stage, the next piece in the puzzle here. We see from the Goyim this aspect of Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's death was an Oshika, and Rabbi Akiva's death, you need the Goyim for that to tell you that that's the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that was also an Oshika. Okay, fine. Okay, let's go a bit weiter. The Kakma Alfinu. The Avodas HaKodesh, don't know what it is, Sefer, Bala Avodas HaKodesh, the Vatoris Kohanim, V'Avta Recha Kamoichel, Rebbe Kiva Oema, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Toyra. Rebbe Kiva is the one that says, V'Avta Recha Kamoichel, that's Klal Gadol B'Toyra, Da'ala Chassani Lecha Recha Lo Tavid. What is hateful to you, what you don't want someone to do, what you find hateful, don't do to your friend. A person wants that the love that people have for him is shalem. When do you get to Avos Shleimus? It's when you don't want anything back. You're not doing it for any purpose. You're not. You don't have any hope of receiving anything back. Because a person who does, when you love somebody because you want something back, you're not loving the person. You love yourself. You become good friends with the person. You nasty to him and you friendly to him. Why? Because you want his money. You know. Then you'll borrow money from him and you won't pay him back. That's why you're being friendly to him and nasty to him. So he makes you feel good or whatever. So you that's not love with the other person. Because you want something back. Well, So the derech we have to be on this Fabru Chazal Recha Vrei Oviv Zeakorish Bochu Zelasois Maseu Maisa Toir Vitzis Avoid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the after Recha Kamoicha, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'a Vicha, Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, included in the after Recha Kamoicha. We said that many times here, the Re'echo, besides being your fellow Yid, is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's asking you to do something for him, and that's the Maisa Torah V'mitzvah Zavayda. In the same way as when you ask somebody for something, you want them to listen to you. So too, you should, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is your friend, asks you to do these things, you should do them. Hara'a ha'oiv ha'niska, hara'a ha'oiv ha'niska, And that's the way a person, that's the derech a person should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The most beloved friend that's mentioned, L'harchik lishnei ha'dvarim v'aveiriz shesnefesh ha'malkam Baruch Hu. To distance yourself and to hate the things and the aveiriz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'yilalim b'torah, so because he warned about them in the Torah. Lo me'yiris ha'inshim, ki mitzad she'lo yishah v'atzmei shibo tzedek chayle, ומנגד לב שלא יעבור לצוינו, כמו שאמרו, שלא יהיה ליב חלוק ממנו. Not because of the fear, but because you don't want to be חלוק, you don't want to be disconnected, out of sync with הקודש ברוך הוא. שלא עבור לצוינו, you should be over his rotson. כמו שאמרו, שלא יהיה ליב חלוק על המקום. Your mind, the things that are central to you, the things that are important to you, shouldn't be different to what's important to Hashem. Because if Hashem finds something despicable, then you should find it despicable. It's not something you should pursue. V'zeh klal gadol b'Torah vada. V'zeh klal gadol b'Torah vada. Klal ha'yichud shu klal ha'Torah kulu v'tachlisu. That includes all in united, all in it. That's the whole tachlis of the Torah. Moshe nizbay ha'kodosh v'kiv v'bal zeh ha'mayma, av'shalom. Hu ha'yavala nisuin b'kol zeh noy doish v'no makayim. Who is the one that gave us over? Who's the one that says Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah? Zeh Rebbe Akiva. He didn't just teach it, he was Makayim. No Doresh, but no Kayim. He learned the Sugya, he understood it, he taught it, but not just that, he was Makayim it. Masa Atzmel Kedush Hashem Ahava, he gave up his life, as Kiddush Hashem with love. Ruah Yichud Hagomah V'Yotzis Noam V'Echot. That was the ultimate Yichud that a person can attain. He gave up his Neshama, went out Ba'achat, Ba'echot. וזה לתכלס השלם שבו להשלים ברוך ובשמוסו סייף המחשב על יונה סייד קדוש הייחוד אוקיי, פעד, פרי חד וזה באמת תכלס את השלמוס that you're coming to be משלים your רוח and your נשמה סוף מחשב על יונה whatever that is סייד קדוש הייחוד אוקיי ואולי ליבו אבו שלום חלוק עליו his heart doesn't mean heart whatever your life whatever But it doesn't mean the Masheva, the Pam, wasn't divided from Hashem. Ki meyuchad b'kol chalaka v'zeh kiddushes Hashem. He was completely in all his chalakim, in all his parts. He was totally united with Hashem, and that's how he was kiddushes Hashem, mekadushes Hashem, kosh posuv, v'nekadashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. I will be niskadesh, v'zeh reya ahu v'nizo. That's the beloved friend. The son of Mash is sinereyu v'lo chilul shmoy. Hate what he hates and don't machalal his name. Umgen zeh v'lo techolol Hashem kodshi. Don't machalal my name. The opposite of being machalish my name. But can you get tachlis av arey l'reyu l'hasi ha'masach ha'mavdil ben shneyem. And this is the ultimate tachlis of the Ava, where the mask is totally stripped off, where you stand face to face, completely united. Face to face, where you become a total dibuk, totally connected to each other. And that's where you remove the body that gets in the way, and so the body, give over the body that's interfering with this yichud, with this offering. Okay, these are very deep words from the Baal HaVodes HaKodesh, deep in Yonim here, go over them. I don't know how to work with this, I don't know what to do with this, the words are there. Like we said earlier, sometimes you have to just hear the words like a vitamin pill, you know, swallow the words and hope they do something. But the bottom line here is that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the beginnings of after Recha Kamoichem, it talks about Hashem, is at least what he finds despicable, you also should find despicable. Don't have your, what you decide is good and bad in the world, that shouldn't be different from what Hashem decides is good and bad in the world. You can't be walking around loving something that the person you love finds despicable. The law, that's not love. So that's the, okay, that's the tantis of what he's saying here. Rabbi Yisrael Salantes Atzal Nosa Pam Lamakam Rachel Kedei Ledaber Al Libo Al Echad Hamaskilim Lenosois Lechazorot Tshuva. Yo, we can get through this quickly. Rabbi Yisrael Salantes used to do a lot of Kiruv. He used to travel around a lot and was very involved in Kiruv Rechaikim. Once he traveled to a far place in order to bring somebody back. When yet the very whiskey, Lord Rabbi Yisrael, the Sanisim HaGedolim Shonasla, was sent to Mitzrayim. It's a famous story that Rabbi Yisrael Salant told this person about the Nisim or Hashem did for us in Mitzrayim. This apikairus says that he doesn't really believe in all of this stuff. Chas v'chavila. Where's Hashem now? If Hashem already exists, so let him also do some miracles now. For those of you who have any aspirations or you are involved in Kiru, you see that he didn't say anything. Sometimes the best thing to say is nothing. A big lesson to be learned here. בינתיים נכנס הביטוי הקטנה שלא יישא מסכיל אשר חוינך על ידי כמיתי והחינוך המודרני. Anytime this guy's little daughter came home and she had got the best of the new modern education. והציגה בגייבה את תודה הנצטיינה שלה כרקדנית מדופלמת של בייס הספר גוי. She presented with enormous pride the certificate she got for being the best dancer in this new Goyish school, whatever. This maskil got a lot of Yiddish nachas. Mibito hamit kademes v'hanoyro. Wow, what a gevaldik nachas he got from this wonderful daughter. He has a lochein uitzige satudah b'shnei b'yisrael zatzal. He wanted to show off a bit, so he showed b'yisrael salanta, like b'yisrael salanta didn't be impressed with the fact that that's what you took out of your Jewish nesham, you made into a dancer. So he gave her the tudah. B'yisrael amma ki eni mamin tudah ze, ki raktonus moifus hi. B'yisrael said, I don't believe this tudah, mi neil mashi ze emet, I don't believe this. If she really is, I want to see it myself. I'm not interested in it. I don't believe this thing. You're telling me she's the best dancer. Me or more? Maybe she's got two left feet. If she was dancing in front of me. Abat Nivgad, I'm Kenish Moshe. She was very offended. She said to her father, what, this old man from the dark world, the dark world, the Haredim, I have to come and dance in front of him. If he doesn't believe, he doesn't believe me. So what? My chpati. I'm a solar maskil. About the tshuva l'shadascha, you just got an answer to your question. Kodesh Baruch Hu kvar rakad lifnei, and he measured kol alpaim shnois ha-toyre. Hashem danced for us for 2,000 years, shnois ha-toyre. Hu giles yelocholta ve'esh shlitosei b'kol ha-oilam. He showed how he rules everything, the whole world. יש לנו גם תודה על כך, and we have a certificate for this. תודה היא התורה הקדושה שנמסרה לנו איש מפי איש. We have a Messiah in the Torah written and oral, handed down, איש מפי איש, a verifiable transmission from today. You can track it all the way back to Sinai. All the way back, we have a complete unbroken tradition. ואין צריך לרקוד לפני כל סוף ומבקבך. Hashem doesn't have to come and dance in front of everybody who's got his little doubts. הקדוש ברוך הוא גילה סבוסו עלינו באלפיים שני תורה. We trusted Hashem when He revealed Himself to them 2,000 years of Torah. He gave us everything. In the 2,000 years of Mashiach, what we're dealing with now, we give to Hashem, we show Hashem how much we love Him when things are not going so well. But other than Hashem doesn't have to dance in front of anybody just because you don't believe what happened the same way as your daughter, Karim, doesn't have to dance in front of me just because I don't believe her certificate. You know, if you don't believe it, don't believe it. And the same as with you, Mr. Maskil. If you don't believe the Torah, Hashem doesn't have to do miracles for you now. But the matter is, there are plenty of miracles. Somebody's a little bit awake and a little bit sensitive. Unbelievable miracles taking place every minute of our lives. You can see, you can hear. The world still turns around. Unbelievable miracles if a person wants to see them. But in Achinami, you have to go work for them. They don't come to you. You have to go to them. So that's the avodah Metz Hashem. There's a lot here. We have to go over this and internalize it a little bit. And Metz Hashem will be zeichet to the Kodesh Baruch Hu being megala more and more. And we should be zeichet to more and more of the Yeshuas that Hashem has for us. A good voch.
Amen. Shkoyach. Great. Amen. Shkoyach, Rebbe.
Good luck, Shkoyach, Rebbe.
Good choice. Is Baruch Bebchik out there by any chance? Baruch. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.